Hi, I'm Kathy Forsty, reporting from Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri. 30 years of community and songs. We're doing what do we call these? Our hotel room sessions. And John is doing our audio, and Kathleen is in the room correcting me and taking photos. These are things she usually does in my life, is correct me. So we have a lot of our favorite artists we play on KC Cafe Radio that are joining us today in our room. And our two of our favorite artists for sure are the Young Novelists. They're from Canada. And Laura and Graydon are here to play a couple of songs from us from their new CD that's coming out in May, correct?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Great.
We're great, yeah.
How's it going so far?
Good. So this is, what, your fifth conference, would you say?
I
believe it is. I'm not positive because you kind of lose track a little bit. Time seems to fly by, but I think this is our fifth one.
Yeah.
That seems about right.
And why do you guys come to the Folk Alliance Conference? What do you guys get out of coming here?
There's a lot of discussion around, like, you know, the business export and you know, crossing the border, because we're from Canada and we love to come to the States and play shows here. But honestly, one of the things that I enjoy the most is getting to see our fellow musicians and getting some hugs and support and just seeing the community and what they're doing, which is always kind of amazing. You can kind of get into your own bubble as a musician, you know, touring around on your own. And we're lucky to tour as a duo and have ourselves for support. But it's just great to be able to come here and see friends and familiar faces and also some new faces and people that we've only heard their names. And then you can come and see them live and be like, oh, yeah, they're amazing. So it's really lovely for that.
Yeah.
It's a really great mix of business and pleasure, this conference. So. Uh-huh. Yeah,
so you get to meet people that you've probably only heard of, and get to see them in the flesh and hear them.
I saw Ruthie Foster last night for her official showcase, and I'd heard really awesome things about her. So it was really great to see her play. She was phenomenal.
Yeah, I've only heard recordings of her. I've never seen her in person. So
yeah,
it was really
cool.
So next year the conference is going to be in Montreal.
It is, yeah.
What do you think is going to be the big difference between Kansas City and Montreal, other than the weather?
I was going to say that it's going to be a little bit colder, but it'll be a little bit Frencher, more French. I don't think Frencher is a word, but Montreal is a pretty bilingual city, so people, if you don't speak French, that's okay. It's a really beautiful city. So is Kansas, though. We've really learned a lot about Kansas City and the rich history and culture here.
You folks have a ton of museums in this town, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The thing that's kind of cool about Montreal, I mean, in the summer, it's like the city of festivals. Like, there's a street festival every week in the summer, and that's a pretty huge and vibrant kind of scene. The culture there is really strong, which is really great. That's also a very European feeling kind of place. So it's almost like, you know, Folk Alliance International getting a little touch of the Canadian, but also, like, as a city, it's got a very European vibe. So it'd be kind of cool to have that flavor there as well.
Yeah, I went there for vacation a couple of years ago, and the main reason I went is because I knew I couldn't afford to go to Europe, but I wanted to still go to Europe without
thing.
Yeah, so that's why we went to Montreal, because I wanted to go to some place that felt European but not wasn't necessarily in Europe.
old Montreal is you would think that you were in a European city. It's really, really beautiful. So that'll be really great. I think, you know, hopefully people aren't stymied by the weather and the distance next year.
We talked to some friends from New York who were talking about the idea of getting, like, a festival train going from New York City. So just, you know, everyone get on a couple of train cars, because that's about a 10-hour train ride. But it would be pretty lovely to go, you know, be going up through Vermont, which would be beautiful
train ride.
So that'd be pretty great. Sing-alongs on the train and stuff like that would be kind of
for
awesome.
Sure. So you guys have a new album coming out in May, correct?
Yeah, May the 4th.
And it's called In City and Country. And your first single from it's called Come Around Again. Can you play that song for us right now?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Sure.
One of the few happy songs we have.
Rio is really the city of your dreams. Well, nothing's better there, but it's better than it seems. I can get behind taking a break if you want. juxtapose. I saw the world with glasses of rose, but now I'm a ghost with no house to haunt. Now I know how much I tend to break the hearts of all my friends, and love is gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. Part of me is honest and part of me is false. Part of me has trouble returning your calls, 'cause all of me is scared of what you're gonna do. But I am still an optimist, a little romantic at my best. I hope that you can make this old heart new. But I won't break if I can bend this check and start. It's not the end of love. It's gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. Love is gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. Love is gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again. It's gonna come around again.
Thank you.
So I noticed the recording of that is like a full band, really produced, and it's, I mean, it's really, it almost sounds like a heavy rock song when it first starts playing. I was like, is this the Young Novelist? Because, I mean, you're really taking a departure from what I think people know you guys as.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's always been a little bit of a thing for us is our albums are full band albums, and they, mm-hmm. they have a wide range of more acoustic ballads mm-hmm. to full-on kind of folk rock. So this is pretty similar.
This is like on the high edge of the as rocky as we get, you know? Mm-hmm. This is a sort of
this
a high
song.
Energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but it's
actually,
pretty fun for us to have that outlet sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's 10 songs on the album, and the way that we kind of ended up doing it, it's 5 of them kind of represent the city, which is mm-hmm. which is more the folk rock side of mm-hmm. ourselves.
So is the song the city song?
This is definitely a city song. And mm-hmm. then the five of the songs are country, which are mm-hmm. are more the acoustic-y ballady side of things. So mm-hmm. And yeah, so that was kind of our attempt at what we were trying to do originally.
Yeah, kind of the impetus behind the album, or like the thought behind it, I guess, mm-hmm. was that to split these songs up in this way.
But. And kind of representing a little bit of the kind of push and pull that we feel about touring mostly as a duo, mm-hmm. But you know, playing as a band sometimes, and, mm-hmm. and we really love to play as a band, and yeah. we love to rock out sometimes. So we love both of those things, and so this album is kind of representing yeah. that range.
When you guys first came here, the Folk Alliance, you came as a band.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So you came as a 5-piece or was it a
6-piece?
I think
six
it was
piece.
6, yeah.
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 It's so, tough to travel as a 6-piece,
yeah,
though, right?
You I would know, think. That's why you're now a duo, right?
Yeah, essentially, that's a lot of the reason. And as Laura said, we still play band shows, but they're just fewer and further between, and mm-hmm. and but we still, you know, look for those opportunities when we can, because it's really just a great time. I mean, yeah. it means kind of that we have to do a little bit less of the heavy lifting when it's just right. the two of us. Obviously, we got to be, you know, everything, every sound you hear is coming from us. But mm-hmm. when it's the band, sometimes you can just sit back and take a break and kind of listen a little bit, which right. is kind of a lovely thing to be able to do in the middle of a song.
Right. Now, your last album, Made of Strangers, it was really successful. You won an award for that.
Yeah.
What was the award that you won?
We won the Canadian Folk Music Award for a new emerging artist.
Yeah, that's incredible. So
yeah,
is there any expectations for this next album to reach those kind of levels of success? Or?
Well, I'm hoping that we can win like about 100,000 Grammys. That's you know, a legitimate goal to strive for. No, you always sort of hope for some recognition, I think. And you put it out there really just hoping that people will like it and that mm-hmm. they'll attach to it in some way. Awards are always really nice, but I don't know that anyone necessarily goes, makes okay, this is that. My award-winning album. Yeah. Although, hilariously, we do know a band that cheekily released an album called Award-Winning Album. So you could just say, this is our award-winning album. But yeah, it's just you're doing your best and you hope people want to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to be probably more successful from what I've heard so far on it.
Well, thank you very much.
So can you do us another tune from the new album?
For yeah. sure. We'll go the complete opposite end of the spectrum and do a very country-ish kind of song.
Brazen blue on gray, the secret's tucked away. It doesn't hurt you the same, and that makes it worse. Nothing like a parade of promises you shouldn't have made. What if you had stayed to hear the second verse? And all these declarations leave me cold, and I'm not sold. I keep on coming back. I keep on coming back. I keep on coming back to the hard times. There's a broken bike in our backyard. It shouldn't have to be so hard. Worrying as that scar's gonna leave a mark. Cold sand on the beach and cold stars out of reach. You're trying out your speech as the days turn dark. And all these declarations leave me cold, and I'm not sold. I keep on coming back. I keep on coming back. I keep on coming back to the hard times. Secrets tucked away. There's a place that you can pray and get no reply. And all these declarations leave me cold, and I'm not sold. I keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. I keep on coming back to the hard times.
Beautiful. In City and Country is the new album from the Young Novelist, and it'll be out in May. Your website is theyoungnovelist.com, correct?
It is, yeah. Right?
And how are people going to be able to find your album?
It should be available pretty soon for pre-order, actually. So
on iTunes and Amazon and our website, and then eventually, closer to the date, it'll be available on all of the places that you can find music.
Great. All right. Well, thanks again for dropping by and playing some tunes for us. It was great seeing you guys again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you in Canada next year.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. Right. Montreal.
Yay.